Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and it's out this month in a second edition. He's here to talk to us about some of the things he's learned about why people leave you. Lee Branham, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So what have you learned that now the 7 hidden reasons employees leave is you've been working on that. You've been studying this for a long time, but you've re-released the new edition. What is new about this?
Well, you know, the first book was published in 2005, which now has been 7 years. And in those 7 years, a lot's happened in the economy, you know, so, my publisher came to me and asked me to, they were interested in having a new edition come out, and they were very pleased to know that I had a survey on my website where people can go in and fill out an exit survey based on any job they may have left anywhere, any time during their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And since that survey has been up there since 2005, over 1,000 people had completed it.
Right.
And we felt that was a strong enough sample
mm-hmm.
to test and see if any of the reasons had changed. And the conclusion was the fundamental reasons people leave are basically the same 7, but that there's some interesting things that have changed just a little bit.
And this is based on post-2008 realities.
Exactly. Now, the first book was written based on 20,000 exit surveys that were mm-hmm. done by the Saratoga Institute, which is a third-party exit interviewing
right.
firm. You know, so that the results are anonymous, and
right.
people are willing to tell the real truth about why they leave.
Mm-hmm. So what did you find out? What was new about the post 2008 event?
Well, as I said, the reasons were the same, but the order of them was changed. The number one reason employees are leaving right now, or in the last 7 years, is loss of trust and confidence in senior leaders. And I think that's due to the fact that there's been so much publicity about senior leadership failures,
mm-hmm.
starting with Enron and WorldCom in 2002, and then the Wall Street debacle in 2008.
And the continued and the way they're managing their businesses now.
Yeah,
by the way, who are these employees working for? Work for Walmart or Willie's manufacturing company?
You know, it's across the board. It's a sample of 33% are in frontline positions. You've got a sampling of people in HR. You've got
But I mean, who are they working for? Are they working for Walmart? Are they working for the local diner? What are their companies?
They're all over the board. Some are
okay.
from larger companies. Some are
right.
from small.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's just a sampling. It's a scattering of
right.
things. And I to tell you the truth, I haven't broken it down to see by the size of business
right.
whether they're different. But I do probably, there's more distrust of senior leaders in larger companies.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's exactly right. And the way things have been going since 2008 especially, if you think about it, millions of people have been laid off, have been fired from their jobs, and yet those companies continue to operate and actually are thriving. Now,
oh, yeah.
either they had way too many people before, or they're working the people they have way too hard.
Mm-hmm. And productivity levels in the workforce have never been higher.
Yeah,
but
is that productivity out of fear or is it out of motivation?
It's out of reduced workforce,
yeah.
and more being asked of the employees.
Yeah.
So that relates to one of the other reasons employees leave, which is the stress and overwork and work-life imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of stressed out, very productive employees, but they just decided, I can't take this anymore. I've got to go someplace else.
Right, right.
We're squeezing people pretty hard.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, I'm seeing this myself with the companies that I run into out in the marketplace and the people that I meet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm telling small business owners, as you think about looking for employees, don't discount the availability of a person working for a big company. Because
yeah.
They may be, I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a backlash and a movement towards small businesses over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Hold on that thought, Lee. We're going to take a quick break, folks. The second edition of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, just out this month by Lee Branham. Stay with me. 22. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.